Opposition parties in Pakistan denounces Musharraf's constitutional amendments as a move to cement the control of generals. Opposition parties in Pakistan say the proposed constitutional changes by President Pervez Musharraf in his speech on Friday are aimed at militarily retaining the ruling hand in country's political affairs.
All the amendments proposed by General Musharraf last night and discussed by him were leading one to the only and only conclusion that the general's rule will stay.
What we are viewing at is in fact a new constitution in the garb of constitutional amendments. The emphasis has been on concentration of powers in the hands of the president with no check whatsoever, and it became abundantly clear yesterday that after the formation of the National Security Council under Article 152A, Parliament, Prime Minister and his cabinet will be totally subservient to the National Security Council.
Deputy Chief of Jamaat-e-Islami Professor Ghafoor Ahmad said that President Musharraf's speech outlined the same old amendments targeting the opposition parties.
I think that he has not said any new thing. The old things have been repeated by him. He has accused all the political parties and leaders for all the misdeeds of Pakistan. And he has again said that he is determined to make changes in the constitution.
Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf, in a televised speech to the nation on Friday, outlined his plans to change the constitution aimed to prevent future military intervention in the state's affairs. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.